Podcast.
The Savior.
Podcast. The Savior has arrived.
There have been like for example, Ibn Qutaybah in the book Imama wa Siyasa, he mentions about what really happened to Fatima Zahra as when like Umar ibn al-Khattab, he demanded the allegiance of Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him. And we see Fatima Zahra standing like behind the door and speaking to Umar ibn al-Khattab and defending Ali ibn Abi Talib. So she's defending who? A man who is appointed by God, a vicegerent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we see here Fatima taking the stand of defending God's kingship, God's kingdom, and what God wants, the supremacy of God, the sovereignty of God. So Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her, is a defender of the supremacy of Allah, hakimiyatullah, the kingship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's not just like Fatima, oh, we know her as a martyred woman, like she has. The majority today, they believe, oh, she's just martyred. Okay. But you have to look at it as in she's a defender of the supremacy of Allah, that she's a defender of the Prophet's will, the successors that will come after Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him. Because the knowledge is with Ali ibn Abi Talib, the inheritance is with Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him. The inheritance or the heritage of the prophets and the messengers, because it was given to him through the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we see that, like also the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his progeny, he said that Fatima is ruhi bayna jambay, meaning she's my soul that is between my sides, and she is the mother of her own father. And this means that as what Imam Ahmad al-Hassan, peace be upon him, he explained that the divine overflow of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it comes down to Fatima, peace be upon her, first. It came to Fatima, peace be upon her. And even Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon him, one of the Imams said, I believe it's Imam Hassan al-Askari, he said that that she is a hujjah upon us, that she is a proof upon us all. And this is a very, substantial point to look towards. And it's not something like very, it's light in weight. It's not light in weight. It's a heavy thing to say. It has meaning. And Imam Ahmad al-Hassan interprets this meaning. And he speaks about his grandmother, Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her, as he's the first Mahdi and the successor of Imam Mahdi, peace be upon him. And absolutely, he knows more about his own grandmother than all the rest of the people in this world.
Podcast.
The Savior.
Podcast. The Savior has arrived.